This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When I was very busy on Thursday evening taking notes and going back and forth between Patriots Giants and Game 5, Astros and Rays, I hear this noise next to me. So I'm sitting in my very comfy chair that my mom bought me for my birthday this year. Very thankful. She knew October was going to require a lot of me sitting on my rear. So sitting in my chair and I hear this noise. It's a cute noise, but this is typically what I hear in the evenings when I'm working and doing my note-taking for various sporting events. My dog is lying next to my chair snoring away. And I was a little bit jealous of my dog. As much as I love Game 5s and as much as I love the NFL, boy, I was a little bit jealous that Penny got to be conked out snoring away during football. Watch me marry a man who does the same thing. I'll be sitting there taking notes, getting ready for the show, if I'm still working these hours, and my hubs will be laying on the couch next to the chair, snoring away. I can see it. Penny has given me a glimpse of my future life. Anyway, it is the end of the work week, almost. We're there. Nearly. 3 more hours until our weekend begins. And if you're on the same schedule as we are, well, yay, Friday. Of course, it's a Friday either way, regardless of your schedule. And so the weekend is coming. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We will keep you company until then. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage. It's your mortgage. And that's the difference. So Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. An hour from now, former baseball infielder. No, I got that wrong. We had an infielder earlier in the week. Former outfielder, Chris Dickerson, who played for the New York Yankees, the Reds, the Indians, the Orioles, and the Brewers. Ooh, I got all the teams. He bounced around, but he got to be in the postseason, and he was with the Yankees when they were division title winners. He's going to join us from Los Angeles, where he actually watched Game 5 between the Dodgers and Nats in a sports bar. And so that experience had to be crazy. And so we'll talk to him about Yankees now moving forward to the ALCS. And also, he's got quite a story since he retired from the game and the impact physically that the game takes on athletes when they spend so many years playing a sport for a living. And so that's an hour from now here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've got one poll up. We will put another one up soon. But right now, it's the championship series poll. Which one are you most looking forward to? And so that's on Twitter or on our Facebook page. And no, we're not saying you can only watch one and not the other. What we're saying is that there's some really cool storylines, and the two series are very different. So which one are you most looking forward to? Which one would you set aside your other plans to watch? Or maybe you're a junkie and you'll do that for both. But take our poll. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I would love to talk some baseball or football with you. And I was just looking over the NFL schedule. So, you know, your radio host does not memorize the NFL schedule weeks in advance. In fact, sometimes it's not even hours in advance. But there are some really intriguing games. So I thought we could go through them a little bit. There's always conference games littered in. And then you get some of these other matchups that maybe you didn't anticipate before the season, but you think, oh, okay, that could be good. For instance, the game that is on CBS, Texans and Chiefs. So the Texans coming off a game in which Deshaun Watson had a perfect quarterback rating and 5 touchdowns. The Chiefs, the exact opposite. So the Kansas City Chiefs stifled and limited severely, not only by some injuries, the Chiefs definitely suffered through some injuries, but also by the way the Colts controlled the ball and controlled the line of scrimmage. And so here you've got two teams coming into this game from completely different directions. Once again at Arrowhead Stadium, that's where the Colts had success last week. Was that Sunday Night Football? Gosh, they all blend together. And so Texans and Chiefs is definitely a high-profile game, and once we put up our NFL poll, that will certainly be one of them. And I feel like this is a good time to say it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader, with many of you seeing two of the most dynamic young QBs in the game airing it out. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs welcome Deshaun Watson and the Texans. That's followed by the Cowboys, one of America's teams, visiting the Jets, who have Sam Darnold back. Actually, I saw Sam Darnold speaking on Thursday, which is kind of cool. Good for him. He's really excited to get back to football. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you focused for football on the NFL today at noon Eastern. That's 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS. So there's a really high-profile game that's not among two teams or between two teams that's in conference. And then you have the other end of the spectrum, let's be honest. Redskins with an interim head coach at 0-5. The Dolphins at 0-4. One of those teams will come away with a win. I mean, that's good, right? At least one of them will get off the schneid. So those are your two opposite ends. I mean, we're talking 180 degrees from each other. And then everything in between. Can the Bengals get their first win? They've got an AFC North matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. Really looking forward to this other conference matchup. This one coming from cross country, NFC West, the Niners and Rams. Now the Niners, well, trying to think of a polite way to say this. Beat is really boring. They thrashed. How about that word? They thrashed the Cleveland Browns on Monday Night Football. So it's been a short work week for them. But they have to go to Los Angeles, even though they are 4-0 and they were off a bye week. They have to go to Los Angeles, where the Rams definitely hungry for a win. All right, so with the Los Angeles Rams, they're coming off. Now, they had some extra days to prepare, which is helpful. But they're coming off, most recently, that loss to the Seahawks. Also in conference, also in division. And so you've got the Niners at 4-0, the Seahawks at 4-1, the Rams now at 3-2 after back-to-back losses. And so that one coming from the NFC West. So we got some really good matchups, ones that I think will tell us even more about the way this season is going to go, because two roads diverge in a wood. I mean, we can't have all of these teams continue to win. At some point, you're going to have to see the top teams beat the best contenders. And that's how they not only can gauge their progress, but that's how they start to separate themselves from the pack, if possible. Another incredible game on Monday Night Football. Packers hosting the Lions. Remember, that's the NFC North, where every team is above 500. Includes the Vikings, who will have the Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis on Sunday. So there's some really good stuff. The Saints on the road at the Mountain of Minshew. Not quite so easy for the Jaguars last week. But here we go with the Saints. Three consecutive wins since they lost Drew Brees. Could the Jaguars try to play that ball control game with Leonard Fournette? Try to keep the ball away from the offense. Now, typically, that's what you see with Drew Brees. But the fact that Teddy Bridgewater, while he doesn't have the same vertical game, has been able to rely on Alvin Kamara and get the ball to Michael Thomas. He's coming off a really incredible offensive game as well, right? Four touchdowns last week. And so there's a lot of different ways this weekend could go. And that's what I mean by the roads kind of diverging in a wood. We're going to see now in the second month of the season, teams start to establish more consistency. And those teams then will have to face the stiff challenges in their own divisions But that's how we'll know. That's how we can identify those teams that are actual contenders, those teams that maybe have a little more trust in as we work through this month of October. Gosh, it's crazy to think that it's week six. It goes quickly. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up a little bit later, our sad sap of the week. Oh my gosh, the kind of story that you can't make up. Although something tells me if I were this particular athlete, I would make up a different story than the one that actually happened. Let's see if we can squeeze in a phone call here. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is in Philadelphia. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
Growing up as a kid, it was the Yankees. Okay, I'm 58 years old, and I go all the way back to when they were horrible. And George Steinbrenner, and then it was Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin. And it was entertaining.
Billy Martin, like 17 different times.
Yes, and I, growing up as a kid, I didn't play baseball. I played football, and I wrestled. Baseball was too tough for me. I just couldn't get it right. I mean, they put me in right field because I could run and catch, but I was wouldn't throw to the right base or I wouldn't throw to the right man. And then I struck out a lot. When I got the ball, I hit it far. So baseball has been fascinating to me. And because of the Yankees and the history, I know I'm older than you, much older than you. But I don't know much older, at least 5 to 10 years. And at 58, I go all the way back to Gidry.
wait, hold on. Did you say I'm at least 5 years older than you and you're 58?
Yeah, I'm 58.
Okay. Yeah, you're...
I mean, I'm 10 years older than you, I think. You've said before how old you are.
I have never, ever said on the air how old I am,
ever. Are you sure?
I promise you. I would never... Why would I ever say that, ever?
Because it's something to be proud of.
It has nothing to do with that. In our business, women who get older get phased out pretty quickly. So I'm pretty careful about not ever talking about my age on the air.
Well, I don't know. I beg to differ. My wife, as the older she got, the more awesome she got.
Okay.
I said
my business, Mike. I said my industry. How many women are there in my industry? Not very many. So you have
to
listen to what I'm saying.
There need to be more.
I didn't say anything about women as a gender. I was talking about women in my business.
I'm with you. Anyway, I don't have time to watch baseball during the regular season because they can, you know, it overlaps others. You know, you've got the golf and then you've got the beginning of football. But by God, I always hope my Yankees and I check from time to time how they're doing, what's going on. And the Phillies, I want them to do well. I feel bad for Bryce. I don't feel bad for Kapler. But I also don't understand why the GM was kept. But then again, I don't run the team. But I'm sure Bryce isn't going to enjoy it the next month or so. And then he'll refocus on next year because he must deliver. They must deliver.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of impatience there. Sometimes it requires patience to be able to build something. I said this in my column this week with football. The more you change, the more time it takes to be able to settle into a groove and build a winning culture. And so that's the danger of constantly changing.
The team of a decade ago didn't just grow overnight in Philadelphia, right? I mean, they had hitting, they had pitching. I don't believe they just grew overnight. You know, didn't it take time with Hamels and, you know,
Roy Halladay helped.
Yes, yeah, Roy Halladay, the great Roy Halladay. Well, anyway, I really enjoy your show. As you can tell, my voice is about to go, so I should get off so you don't listen to this crackling sound. But I really hope you enjoy your weekend, and thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you. Have a good weekend, too. Listening in Philadelphia, 855-212-4227. So he mentioned the ALCS, but he's not going to watch it. So if you're actually going to watch the ALCS, it would be great to hear from you. Or if you have time for baseball, it would be great to hear from you. Heck, if I can make time, you can make time. 855-212-4227, or you can reach us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I like this post from, I believe it's an Astros fan. He says, Stroh's put in a different position and having to adjust. Can Zach Greinke be Zach Greinke in the playoffs? Adversity makes you stronger. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would call this Astros situation adversity so much. I mean, certainly having to play in a game 5, there's a different kind of pressure and tension. But in terms of adversity, when was the last time the Astros had any adversity? Not being able to line up the rotation the way that they want, not having Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole at the top, and maybe we'll see how this works. Now, we just did see Verlander come back on 3 days rest. He didn't play out so well, but A.J. Hinch definitely has some options. But if they don't pitch right off the top, depending on how long the series goes, they may not be able to pitch twice, maybe not both of them. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But it certainly does change the way that they manage that pitching rotation and potentially their bullpen. But I don't know if I'd call it adversity. I feel like the Astros have had it pretty easy until this past series where the Rays finally pushed them a little bit. 855-212-4227. Good stuff. Lots of audio that we can share with you. But I'd love to talk football and baseball as we head into another October weekend. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Third and goal for Cleveland. Mayfield in the gun. A four-man rush. Shotgun snap. Saxon throws a line drive at the goal line. Bobbled. It's ricocheted up. It's an interception on the ricochet by Williams. Runs past the 10. Near side 20. Block at the 30. Near side 40. Got a block at the 45. By the 50. On the near side. Tackled at the 49-yard line.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was some kind of national stage Monday Night Football coming out party for the San Francisco 49ers and their defense against the Browns on Monday, giving up just 180 yards plus 4 sacks, 8 more quarterback hits of Baker Mayfield, and 4 turnovers. That one with Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One radio network. So what do the Niners have in store as an encore? Well, we talked about their game this weekend, putting that perfect record on the line against the Rams in Los Angeles. And what about the Browns? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and we'd love to hear from you about the NFL this weekend, or we can talk about Major League Baseball. I'll leave it kind of wide open that way, just because it's such a cool weekend in sports, so much crammed in, college football as well. And before I forget, I thought about this a couple times, and we've been kind of talking about other things, but congratulations to the Washington Mystics on winning their first WNBA title. That one went down to the wire in a 5-game series, and they beat the Connecticut Sun on Thursday evening. And there was a lot going on in sports, but my Twitter was definitely alive with WNBA tweets and congratulations. And Elena Deladon, she was playing with 3 herniated discs in her back. Ow. So that definitely is something that athletes in other sports can identify with. But those of us who have not played at that level for that kind of time, I mean, it's almost unfathomable. At least it is for me. 3 herniated discs. Oh, the pain and agony. So congratulations to the Mystics. Let's see. With the Browns now. So we talked about the Rams as well as the Niners in that NFC West game, but it's a different member of the NFC West that the Browns will have to encounter in week 6. So they go from the Niners back home to take on the Seahawks. The Seahawks, who are 4-1. Russell Wilson, who's putting together some kind of incredible start to the season. Now, it feels like forever since we've seen the Seahawks, right? Because they played in Thursday Night Football to kick off week 5. So they've had a few extra days to prepare for the Browns, and the Browns have had a short work week. We'll see how that plays into it. But did you know, through week 5 in Thursday Night Football, Russell Wilson, 1,409 passing yards, 12 touchdown passes, no picks. He's the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era with at least 1,400 passing yards, at least 12 touchdowns, and no interceptions through his team's first 5 games. No quarterback has ever put up the numbers that he has through 5 games. And this is what the Browns defense will have to face now as they head back home to the dog pound and welcome the Seahawks. So another really compelling game for week 6. All right, let's go back to our phones here. Hector is listening in California. Welcome to After Hours.
Oh, hi, Amy. Good morning. I just want to shout out to my Oakland Raiders for their win against the Bears in England. I know it was kind of rough at the second half, but we managed to hang on and get their victory. So we're off to a 3-2 start, and all the pundits, they had us to lose this game against the Bears, but we overcame it, and we got the W. So we have a bye this week. Mm-hmm. We got Green Bay next, so I think we can take Green Bay if we play the way we did.
I mean, after having a 17-0 lead and then watching that lead disappear, I would recommend a different way to play against Green Bay myself. I mean, you're right. There was a win there, and they were able to build a lead, but they had to win that game twice, essentially. Remember the Raiders were up 17-0 at the half, and then they saw the Bears come all the way back with three straight touchdown drives. So that makes life really difficult when you have a lead like that, a three-score lead, and then you give it all back.
Did you see that play? That was like a freak play. It was just like a pitch to the running back, and there was a mix-up. And just that small mistake, it just the 360 turnaround. But I know that's not going to happen again because Derek Carr and Jacobs, that shouldn't happen again. That was just one of those freak plays.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs has been really good for them.
Yeah, and I just want to say also, too, I wish that we would have Nick Bosa on our team. He's awesome.
Doesn't every other team except for the Niners. Yeah, for sure. As long as he stays healthy, he is a force of nature.
I heard an interview on KNBR, I think it was yesterday, it was John Bosa, Nick Bosa and Joey Bosa's father. I didn't know that he got drafted by the Dolphins in 1987.
Yeah, definitely a football family.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But anyways, thank you for taking my call, and I'll talk to you again. Thank you.
All right, Hector, good to talk to you. Let's see. Let's talk to Rashad, who's in Atlanta, before we hit our break. Rashad.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
I was calling because there was a call, I think, yesterday night that was talking about the Patriots, and they were saying that, oh, we only undefeated because of who we play, and, you know, we haven't played any good teams yet. But my thing is, it's the NFL. Anything can happen any given Sunday night. I don't know why people just don't give the props to the Patriots.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Rashad, I would agree with you that the Patriots cannot control their schedule and their defense has played championship-caliber football, but the Patriots have lined up against Luke Falk. Luke Falk, his first career start, that is a stroke of luck, is it not? And now Daniel Jones, another rookie quarterback, having to play on their field in Foxborough. I mean, they definitely, when you look at their schedule, they definitely have drawn some teams. I mean, at the time, we didn't know that Ben Roethlisberger was hurt, but he got hurt in that season opener. The Redskins against Dwayne Haskins, and I don't know how many other quarterbacks they trotted out there. So I understand what you're saying, and I would agree with you. The Patriots have played well, and they deserve credit for being 6-0. But think about the quarterbacks that they have faced on the other teams.
And Amy, I respect your opinion all the time, and I really do. But it still is like, I understand where you're coming from. We haven't really played.
Luke Falk, man. Dwayne Haskins, Luke Falk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but sometimes it just falls like that on the tree. I mean,
Josh Rosen, Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick may have started that game. Just come on. I mean, let's be honest. Their defense is nasty and stingy and awesome, but the job is easier for a defense when you're facing quarterbacks who don't have a lot of experience, and once they get out there in pressure situations, generally tend to make mistakes.
So if everybody would have had their starting quarterbacks and we still would have been undefeated, what would have been the issue at that point?
I mean, you can't rewrite history, man. There's no way to do it. So we don't know if they would have been undefeated, and we don't know what the narrative would have been. My point is, as I've said multiple times, you play the hand you're dealt. They don't decide their schedule. Every team has injuries. They're dealing with injuries right now on their receiving core. But at the same time, the way that their schedule has lined up in these first 6 weeks, you have to admit there are a lot of defenses and coaches out there who would be thrilled. Who are thrilled. There's a reason why the Jets haven't won yet because of their quarterback situation. That's a major reason why. Also, the Redskins are 0-5, and their quarterback situation is a major reason why. The Dolphins haven't won yet. I'm not even sure they're trying to win. So let's be honest, Rashad. They're catching teams at the perfect time.
All right. We just won't get any props or anything out of
Dude, there. That's okay. Not fair. That's not fair. I said their defense is stingy and nasty, and I said I say it all the time. You are what your record says you are, and they don't control their schedule. But you can't also overlook the fact that they have played some teams who are not competitive.
Okay, I guess I give you that. Okay.
They deserve to be 6-0. You are what your record says you are. But they've also caught some teams at some optimal times. Luke Falk.
Okay, when you put it like that, I understand where you're coming from. We're a good team overall. It just felt like that. We're just lucky at this point of time. We just got lucky. We haven't really played a good quarterback yet. Got lucky.
Josh Allen's a pretty good quarterback, but he got knocked out in the second half of that game against the Patriots. Courtesy of the Patriots. And so, they got to see Matt Barkley in the second half of a game that was really close. And correct me if I'm wrong, I may be remembering this incorrectly, but didn't Matt Barkley throw a late interception or something happened with when they were driving to try to tie that game? And so, again, you're seeing the ways that the dominoes are falling into place nicely for the Patriots. They will have more difficult battles moving forward. I mean, Sam Darnold's about to return for the Jets. The rest of their schedule's a little tougher. But come on, man. The first 6 weeks have not posed many challenges.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later on in the season.
All right. You do that, Rashad. I mean, come on, you guys. No one's taking those wins away from them. They are 6-0. Their defense is allowing essentially a touchdown per game, 7 points per game. Their defense and what they've been able to do on special teams, aside from the kicking, I mean, that's all great. But their offense right now is shaky. And part of it's injuries. Part of it is Tom Brady, when he gets hit, he's not nearly as effective. They're trying to run the ball more, which, takes the ball out of Brady's hands a bunch. But come on, think about the teams that they have played and the quarterbacks who've been starting opposite them. Yes, they saw Ben Roethlisberger. Turns out he was injured. But, I mean, that was a season opener, and they at least had Big Ben healthy to start. They beat the Dolphins with a combination of Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Then Luke Falk, his first career start on the road in Foxborough. Are you kidding? He was on the practice squad a week before that. They knock Josh Allen out. They get Matt Barkley in crunch time against the Bills. Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, whoever the Redskins want to start. And then finally, a rookie in Daniel Jones. Okay, let's call a spade a spade. 6-0 is 6-0, but come on, look at who they've played. That definitely has played a role, as it would for any other team.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Having a bad week? Bad decisions.
I immediately regret this decision.
Bad calls.
If you called me, I was illusional.
Bad bounces.
Oh no!
Bad luck.
No!
It definitely could be worse. Laugh it off with us. And the After Hours Sad Sap of the Week.
The music makes it sound very peppy, and yet this really is a sad sap story, if I have ever heard one. Gosh, the details are, they're a little fuzzy. For one, Jacob Nix, San Diego Padres minor league pitcher. So this took place in Phoenix. Nix was tased by a neighbor. Why? Because he tried to climb in the neighbor's doggy door. He tried to enter the door of a neighbor's home through the doggy door. And the owner, as you can imagine, freaked out and tased him. Now, I don't have a taser in my home, but I do have mace. And so, and I also have a golf club near my door. So I don't have a doggy door. But if somebody came in or attempted to come in, it would either be the mace or the golf club. I would go Elin Nordegren style. So here's Jacob Nix, who is facing now multiple counts of trespassing. He tried to crawl through this doggy door at 4 o'clock in the morning. So the homeowner not only tased him, but kicked him in the face. Wait, just picture this for a second. You're a minor league pitcher. You're an athlete, right? You think you can get through this doggy door. You get your head, maybe your shoulders in. I don't know how big this doggy door was. But you get part of your body in through this doggy door, and a homeowner comes at you, not only tases you, but boots you in the face. Oh, my gosh. Now, here, he had a friend with him who pulled him out of the doggy door, but not before the homeowner exacted a little bit of his frustration and his fear out on Nick's face. Now, here's Nick's, this is the best part. Here is Nick's explanation. He thought he was entering his own home, except his own home does not have a doggy door. So when police said to him, "Why could you possibly mistake this home for yours when yours doesn't have a doggy door?" He didn't have an answer. Oh, no, I thought it was my house. Your house doesn't have a doggy door. Oh. Hashtag sad sap of the week. This young man does not yet have an attorney, according to reports, but he's going to need one because he doesn't have much of a leg to stand on. Law enforcement indicates that he was under the influence of, and I quote, either alcohol or drugs. Oh my, tried to enter my own home through a doggy door, even though my own home does not have a doggy door. Dave is across the double pane glass from me just shaking his head. How come you guys are not laughing at this? This guy is... He told police he was trying to enter his own home through a doggy door, but his home doesn't have a doggy door. And then the homeowner kicks him in the face and tases him for his troubles.
Well, he got exactly what he deserved. And it's like, it's funny, but it's like so dumb. So influenced on something that it's just beyond belief. Way to go.
I just can't even imagine the homeowner, though. That's exactly what I would have done. Either kick him in the face. I mean, because you're a sitting duck. Your head is stuck through a doggy door. So you are a sitting duck. And the homeowner, because he's protecting his property and he's using self-defense, he kicks him in the face and tases him. I would have kicked him in the face and used the golf club or the mace that I have nearby. And then the guy's friend has to drag him out backwards through the doggy door, probably after he hears his friend screaming.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
The police are like, but your home doesn't have a doggy door. Crickets. He's got no answer for that. I feel like this should be an episode of Cops. Oh my gosh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Cut the crap!
I guess I'm the only one that finds this humorous, but maybe it's because I'm so tired. The two of you are just looking at me like I'm an idiot. Well, I'm not the idiot. He's the one that tried to climb through the doggy door. Ronnie is listening in Baltimore. Ronnie, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Miss Lawrence. First thing I'm going to start with, I'm never going to mention anything about your age because my mother raised me never asked a woman about
her
age.
There you go. That's polite and chivalrous. I got you.
All right, next thing. All right, I got a couple. First of all, I want to congratulate the Mystics for winning an WNBA title, and hopefully it doesn't get Danny or Bruce mad because they don't like any other team in the area winning anything. That's one. Number two, into the baseball, both series, National League and American League. I hope the Astros beat the Yankees. Being an Orioles fan, I cannot root for the Yankees at all, and I think the Astros are a better team.
That makes sense.
Two, the National League. I got a little bit. I'm rooting for the Nationals. I'm an Orioles fan, but I'm local to D.C. and Baltimore, so I root for Nationals too. And I'm hoping if anybody in D.C. is listening to this, Monday when you go to the game in Nats Park, bring a sign saying "Bring football back to D.C. Because it would remind me back in the day at RFK, they used to have a sign saying, bring baseball back to D.C. Since we don't have a football team in D.C., we've got a bunch of clowns running it. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I'm hoping we get it right eventually.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Snyder has definitely got some different ideas about how he wants to run his team. And I will give him credit because with Jay Gruden, he kept the same coach in place 5+ years, but there was definitely a disconnect there between the way that the coach felt like he wanted to run the team with a certain group of personnel and the way that Dan Snyder wanted to run the team with a different group of personnel, especially the quarterback. And so that may have been the beginning of the end with Snyder trying to dictate, you know, not only who they drafted, but also when that quarterback started playing. And so you could tell that it was there was a lot of friction there. My only issue is if you're going to make a coaching change and you believe you're going to make a coaching change, make it before the season starts. I feel like they really did the rest of that locker room a disservice by making a coaching change in week 5.
And this has been going on for years. Since the man bought the team in 99, it's been a train wreck. It's just been a mess. But I'm a diehard Redskin fan. No matter what, I'm going to stick with them until the owner gets it right. Steinbrenner took a while to get it right. A couple owners, ownership takes a while to get it right. Eventually, this man will eventually hire the right person to get in there and do the job that needs to be done and let him buy the groceries and cook the dinner as well.
Well, at least have some input, have some say, like work together with it. Because when it's a really good GM or a president of ops, they work together with their head coach to make sure that they're addressing the needs of the system and finding personnel that the coach is comfortable with. And I would say, you know, the Redskins and the fan base are not alone because the Cleveland Browns are in that same boat where their owner has made so many different changes. I mean, going back to the rebirth of the franchise in 99, the Browns have used 11 different head coaches and 9 GMs or VPs. So that type of transition makes it nearly impossible to establish a winning culture.
Thank you, Amy, for your call. Have a great morning and have a good weekend, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Go Nets!
Thanks, Ronnie. Good to talk to you in Baltimore. 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. I think I've recovered. I no longer have tears running down my face from laughing at this dopey Doperton who decided to climb in the doggy door to get inside his own home, even though his own home doesn't have a doggy door. Could you just seriously... The homeowner kicks him in the face. I hope he had steel-toed boots. I don't know why he'd be wearing them at 4 a.m. He probably wouldn't be, but still. Maybe he was wearing his comfy slippers. And so it kind of padded the impact on Jacob's face. What would you be, at 4 a.m., would you be barefoot? Or would you stop to put your slippers or your flip-flops on if you heard something at the door?
Barefoot.
Yeah, I would be barefoot
like
too.
That.
That's right. You get smelly foot right in your face. How about that? All right, coming up next, former baseball outfielder Chris Dickerson, who played for the Yankees but was in L.A. with the Dodgers meltdown. We'll talk to him straight ahead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.